Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the European Show. I am your host, Mo Stewart, and we've got a bumper show for you this time around. I'm going to be speaking later on in the show to Semra Hunter about the game to end it all, or perhaps to change it all. I'm going to be speaking to Connor Clancy about a title race that seems to have sprung from nowhere in Italy. But before all that, I'm going to be speaking to my guest with me right now, Ed from PSG Talk, about a very interesting time in the world of Paris Saint-Germain. And now, Ed, I think most of our fans would know that PSG has a tendency to be a soap opera at the best or even the worst of times. But even by that standards, it's been quite the 2 weeks.
Absolutely. We seem to always take it to the next level at PSG. It's been a rough time. That the defeat to Real Madrid is really just everyone in Europe and the world of football is just sort of pointing and laughing at us at the moment. And, you know, people always say it's easy being a PSG fan because we spend all this money and bring in Neymar and Messi. But I would contend it's very difficult to be a PSG supporter.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of things that you can appreciate and love in terms of some of the football that gets played, the stars you have to watch, but how it's gone about and the continual frustrations of maybe banging your heads on the same brick walls year in, year out tends to be the thing. I mean, we should start with the Champions League game because obviously it wasn't just the fact that there was the first leg lead, but you were in control of the Bernabeu. Mbappe had scored one incredible goal and it looked like he really should have scored another. I mean, obviously denied by the tightest of offsides. But it was almost, there was that moment where Real Madrid got the first goal back and both sides knew what was coming and neither side could do anything to stop it.
We've seen this movie before, right? Barcelona, Manchester United, everybody knows that when PSG, even if they have a lead, even if they have a 4-goal lead, if you put them under a little bit of pressure, they will capitulate. They will collapse like that folding chair that Alaba had holding up over his head when they scored the winner there at the end. Everyone knows it's coming. I talked to one of our contributors who was at the Bernabeu Stadium, and after that first goal, he just put his hands in his face and or his face in his hands and just said, I know what's coming. We all know it's coming. And I don't know what is to blame. People say the manager. People say maybe it's the players being a little soft. Some people blame the league that they sort of coast and then they get into these moments and they don't know how to deal with the pressure. I would probably say it's a combination of all of those. But the thing that it's Karim Benzema. I mean, that's a player who his quality is enormous and he was out for blood and he just was not going to let Real Madrid lose that game. PSG needed to get through 45 minutes of a football match to advance to the next round with a 2-goal lead. And he said no. And he took his team by the scruff of the neck and he carried them over the finish line. And unfortunately, as great as Mbappe is, he's not at that level yet. He is not able to drag the team across the finish line like that.